但是我知主掌管明天更好。
But I know that it's even better that I know that our Lord is over tomorrow.
的确，明天不在我们手里。
Yes, indeed, tomorrow is not in our hands.
但感谢神，我们知道明天是在我们主的手里。
But we thank our Lord because we do know that tomorrow is in His hands.
早晨愿意从旧约以斯帖记和弟兄姐妹一同来认识我们这一位隐藏的神。
And so this morning I'd like to share together with you from the book of Esther about our hidden God.
而这位隐藏的神也是掌管我们明天的这一位神。
And this God who hides himself, he is also the one who holds our tomorrow in his hands.
所以请我们先一同打开圣经，翻到旧约圣经以斯帖记。
So can we all turn to the Old Testament, the book of Esther?
以斯帖记是在尼希米记后面。
The book of Esther is after the book of Nehemiah.
好，我们先读第三章。
Let's first read chapter 3.
我们从第三章，我们要从第一节读到第六节。
Let's first read verses 1 through 6.
以斯帖记第三章第一节，这是以后亚哈随鲁王抬举亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼，使他高升，叫他的爵位超过与他同事的一切臣宰，在城门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼，因为王如此吩咐，唯独莫迪改不跪不拜。在朝门的臣仆问莫迪改说，你为何违背王的命令呢？他们天天劝他，他还是不听。他们就告诉哈曼，要看莫迪改的事站得住站不住，因他已经告诉他们自己是犹大人。哈曼见莫迪改不跪不拜，他就发怒填胸，怒气填胸。他们已将莫迪改的本族告诉哈曼，他以为下手害莫迪改一人是小事，就要灭绝亚哈随鲁王通国所有的犹大人，就是莫迪改的本族。
Chapter 3 verse 1. After these events, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and established his authority over all the princes who were with him. All the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage. Then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, Why are you transgressing the king's command?Now as when they had spoken daily to him and he would not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, Haman was filled with rage. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus.
好，我们请再翻到第四章。
Next, let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章我们从第十节读到第十七节。
And in chapter 4, let's read verses 10 through 17.
以斯帖就吩咐哈他格去见莫迪改说，王的一切臣仆和各省的人民都知道有一个定例，若不蒙召擅入内院见王的，无论男女必被治死，除非王向他伸出金杖，不得存活。现在我没有蒙召进去见王已经三十日了。人就把以斯帖这话告诉莫迪改，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，免得这祸。此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。于是莫迪改照以斯帖一切所吩咐的去行。
Then Esther spoke to Hathach and ordered him to reply to Mordecai.All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that for any man or woman who comes to the king to the inner court who is not summoned, he has but one law, that he be put to death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter so that he may live. And I have not been summoned to come to the king for these 30 days. They related Esther's words to Mordecai. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go, assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and did just as Esther had commanded him.
请我们再翻到第九章。
And let's next turn to chapter 9.
以斯帖记第九章，我们从十七节读到二十二节。
Esther 9:17-22.
亚达月十三日行了这事，十四日安息，以这日为设宴欢乐的日子。但苏珊城的犹大人，这十三日、十四日聚集杀戮仇敌，十五日安息，以这日为设宴欢乐的日子。所以住无城墙乡村的犹大人，如今都以亚达月十四日为设宴欢乐的吉日，彼此馈送礼物。莫迪改记录这事，写信与亚哈随鲁王各省远近所有的犹大人，嘱咐他们每年守亚达月十四、十五两日，以这月的两日为犹大人脱离仇敌得平安、转忧为喜、转悲为乐的吉日。在这两日设宴欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。
Chapter 9, verse 17. This was done on the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day they rested and made it a day of feasting and rejoicing. But the Jews who were in Susa assembled on the 13th and the 14th of the same month, and they rested on the 15th day and made it a day of feasting and rejoicing. Therefore the Jews of the rural areas who live in the rural towns make the 14th day of the month Adar a holiday for rejoicing and feasting and sending portions of food to one another. Then Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both near and far, obliging them to celebrate the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same month annually, because on those days the Jews rid themselves of their enemies, and it was a month which was turned for them from sorrow into gladness and from mourning into a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and rejoicing and sending portions of food to one another and gifts to the poor.
最后我们读新约罗马书第八章。
And lastly, let's turn to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们读第一、第二两节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your precious words.
主，你借着圣经，你记载了你旧约百姓的历史。
Lord, through the Bible, you have recorded the history of your people.
要叫作为我们今日属你之人的警戒。
So that it may be a warning for us who live today.
主，叫我们看见你是如何用你的恩典和大能的手来保守属你的人。
We see how you have used your great and sovereign hand, your mighty hand, to protect those who belong to you.
主，早晨愿你再赐给我们有那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we pray that this morning you would once again give us the wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation.
帮助我们能够认识你今天在我们身上还有在我们中间的工作。
So that we may come to know the work that you are doing in us.
叫我们实在知道你必带领我们往前。
To allow us to know that you are indeed leading us forward.
直到你的旨意得着成就。
Until your will is accomplished.
我们仰望你的恩典。
We look to your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
在旧约圣经中有三卷的书信，他们特别被称作恢复书信。
There are three books in the Old Testament, and they are named particularly the Recovery Books.
就是以斯拉记、尼希米记以及以斯帖记。
They are Ezra, Nehemiah, and as well as the book of Esther.
那为什么他们被称作恢复书信呢?
So why are they called the recovery books?
因为看见乃是神在旧约借着他百姓在地上所要彰显的见证失落了。
Because we see that his testimony that he wanted to gain through his children had been lost.
神的百姓他们长时间的、未能够来、照着神的旨意而行。
God's people for a long time were not able to live according to God's will.
他们背逆神去敬拜侍奉偶像。
They rebelled against God and they worshipped and served idols.
虽然神借着众先知多次的来召唤他们。
Even though God was admonishing them many times through the prophets.
他们却仍然硬着颈项背逆神。
But they still had a stiff neck and they rebelled against God.
所以神就允许属他的百姓被掳到外邦人中间。
And so God allowed for his people to be taken captive into the land of the Gentiles.
我们看见在那之后神他有一个恢复的工作。
And we see that after that, God had a work of recovery.
就是神借着波斯王古列下诏，允许神的百姓从被掳之地回到神当初所应许以色列人的地方。
And we see that through King Cyrus, God allowed his people to come back to his promised land.
在耶路撒冷那里为神重新建造圣殿。
And there in Israel that they were to once again rebuild the temple.
来恢复神在地上的那个见证。
To recover the testimony that he desired on earth.
所以我们看见以斯拉记，他就是给我们看到神那个同在的恢复。
And so in the book of Esther, we see that it is the recovery of God's, or Ezra, the recovery of the presence of God.
而尼希米记就看见神见证的恢复。
And in the book of Nehemiah, we see the recovery of God's testimony.
因为神借着在以斯拉记里面重新建造了那个圣殿，让我们看见神的同在。
Because through the book of Ezra, we see that through the rebuilding of the temple, there is a recovery of God's presence.
而在尼希米记给我们看见神的百姓回到耶路撒冷，为圣重新修建那个圣城。
And through the book of Nehemiah, we see that the children of God, they once again rebuilt the wall.
那就说到神见证的恢复。
And that is speaking of the recovery of God's testimony.
而以斯帖记，神乃是让我们看见他主权的一个恢复。
And so in the book of Esther, we see the recovery of God's sovereignty.
在以斯帖记里头，我们看见这位神乃是一位隐藏的神。
In the book of Esther, we see that our God is one who hides himself.
如果弟兄姐妹，你们读过以斯帖记，你们应该有一个印象。
If you have read the book of Esther, you must have this impression.
在整卷以斯帖记里面，没有提到神的名字一次。
In the entire book of Esther, God's name is not mentioned once.
所以我们看见在整卷以斯帖记当中，它和其他圣经的书卷是非常不一样的。
So we see the book of Esther compared to all the other books is so different.
虽然在旧约圣经神有许多不同的名字。
Even though in the Old Testament God has many names.
但在以斯帖记这卷书里面一次都没有提到。
Yet in the book of Esther his name is not mentioned once.
虽然神的名字在以斯帖记当中没有被提到过一次。
So even though his name is not mentioned once.
然后我们看见从第一章到第九章，在整卷以斯帖记里头，我们看见神的手、神的眷顾和神的保守。
Yet through chapter 1 all the way through chapter 9 of this book, we see God's hands, God's presence, and God's protection.
因为在以斯帖记当中所记载的许多事情，若不是神的手在那里带领，是不可能发生的。
Because we see in all the different things that happened throughout this story, if it were not God's hand, these things would not have happened.
从人看，好像是一些意外和巧合。
From man's perspective, perhaps it was just coincidence.
但是我们若从属灵眼睛来看的话，我们看见乃是神一双看不见的手在那里来带领神的百姓。
But through God's hands, God's perspective, we see that it is His unseen hand who is constantly leading everything.
比方说，这位犹大女子以斯帖，她是如何成为亚哈水鲁王的王后？
For example, let's see how this Jewish girl, she Esther, how she became the next queen to King Ahasuerus.
我们看见在整个事情发生的背后，有神的手在那里来带领。
We see that behind the scenes, God's hand was there leading.
那另外我们看见在就跟大家稍微我们没有读到的圣经稍微说一下，所以我们知道这个事情的背景。
Because we didn't read the story in detail so that we may know a little bit more of the background.
比方说这位王后以斯帖的叔叔，他站在王宫的朝门外。
Esther's uncle, he was standing outside the gate.
他就刚好听见有两个太监，他们设谋要来害这个亚哈水鲁王的性命。
He heard two servants of the king who were scheming to kill the king.
然后这位以斯帖的叔叔莫迪改，他就告诉了以斯帖。
So Esther's uncle Mordecai, he heard it and he told her.
然后呢他这件事情呢就被王知道以后呢就把这两个太监处决了。
So after this matter had been revealed to the king killed these two eunuchs.
当时史官呢就把这件事情呢包括莫迪改的名字呢就记在他们的波斯的历史上。
And so the scribes, they recorded Mordecai's name into their chronicles.
从人来看这好像就是一件很小的事情。
And so perhaps from man's perspective, this was a small matter.
但这件很小的事情到后来就成为神来保守整个犹大民族的一个关键。
But this became a very pivotal event that God used to protect his people.
所以我们看见虽然在以斯帖记整个的发生事件的背后我们看见乃是有神的手在那里来保守来带领。
So behind the whole story of Esther, we see how God's hand was there, protecting and guiding.
从前神在以色列人中间，他曾经为他们做了许多的事情。
Previously, God had done many things for the Israelites.
但是我们看见神似乎把自己隐藏起来。
But we see here, God, he hid himself.
虽然从出埃及的那一代以色列人，他们曾经看过神大能的手为他们施行拯救。
The generations of the Israelites who were led out of Egypt, they saw God's mighty hand, how He saved them out of Egypt.
但是我们看见后面的世代，他们渐渐对神的认识就越来越模糊。
But the later generations of the Israelites, their understanding of God became more unclear.
虽然许多事情是神在那里为他们所成就。在那里来保守带领他们。
Even through many different events and happenings, it was God who was there, who was protecting them and
guiding them. 但是以色列人却不认识这位神到底是谁。
But the Israelites, they did not know who exactly this God was.
所以我们就不难发现，为什么后来以色列神的百姓以色列人，他们会转去敬拜侍奉各样的偶像。
So of course we see the Israelites, they turn to idols to worship many different foreign gods.
因此他们这样子不认识这位隐藏的神。
Because they did not understand this hidden God.
所以我们看见到后来他们被掳到外邦的时候。
So after they were taken captive to other lands.
他们可能还会对他们身边的外邦人说他们的神是耶和华。
Perhaps they still said, acknowledge to the Gentiles that their God is God Jehovah.
但他们心里面却充满了疑惑。
But in their hearts, it was full of confusion.
因为很可能他们身边的外邦人会问他们。
Because it's very possible the Gentiles would ask them.
你们的神耶和华是真神吗？
Is your God Jehovah, is he the real God?
你们的神耶和华是活神吗？
Is the Lord Jehovah, is he a living God?
如果是的话，
If he is,
为什么你们会被掳到我们中间来？
Why are you taken captive to be among us?
为什么你们的神不能保守你们，让你们变成了被俘虏的？
Why is it that your God didn't he protect you so that you would not be a captive?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道我们的神是又真又活的神。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that our God is true and living.
我们也必须要知道我们的神乃是一位隐藏的神。
We also need to know that our God is one who hides himself.
然而尽管当我们在一些环境的时候，我们似乎看不见这位爱我们的神。
So that when we are in different circumstances, when we cannot see him,
或许我们也不明白到底神是不是在保守我们。
Or perhaps you cannot understand whether or not God is protecting you.
然而我们却知道我们的神他的眼目从来没有离开我们。
Yet we need to know that God's eyes never depart from us.
就像神在以斯帖记那个时候如何看顾保守带领他的百姓一样。
Just like God, how he was hiding himself and yet protecting and guiding and leading his own people.
整个这个以斯帖记的背景乃是发生在他就是以色列的北国和南国先后被掳之后。
We know that the book of Esther, this happened in terms of the background after the north and southern kingdoms were taken captive.
我们看见那波斯国，后来波斯国呢就征服了那个巴比伦帝国。
We know that the kingdom of Persia, they had overcome the Babylonians.
所以天上的神耶和华就感动，就激动了那古列王，波斯王古列。
And so we do know that God had moved the heart of King Cyrus.
所以波斯王古列呢就下诏允许神的百姓犹大人回到耶路撒冷去为这位天上的神重新修建圣殿。
And so King Cyrus sent out a decree to allow the children of God Israel to go back and to rebuild the temple.
然而我们看见在第一批归回的人中间，
So among the very first who returned,
就是所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚所带领的百姓。
And that is Zerubbabel as well as the high priest Joshua. They led the people of God.
大概只有差不多50,000人回到耶路撒冷去。
There was maybe only about 50,000 people who returned.
在当时被掳到巴比伦的犹大人应该 差不多有200万左右。
And so at that time, among the Israelites, there should have been about two million Israelites.
然后我们看见却有极少数的五万人，他们答应了神的呼召，回到神心意中的耶路撒冷去。
But a very small percentage, only 50,000, went back to Jerusalem to fulfill God's desire.
那段历史呢，就是在以斯拉记的前面一段。
And so that part of history occurred before the, what happened in Esther.
而那是在第一次和第二次归回的中间。
And it occurred right in between the first and the second return.
所以我们看见按着圣经的顺序，它乃是以斯拉、尼希米，然后以斯帖。
And so regarding the chronological order, it should be Ezra. In the biblical order, it is Ezra, Nehemiah, and then Esther.
然后按着历史来说，以斯帖所发生的时间点应该是在以斯拉记和尼希米记的中间。
But chronologically speaking, Esther occurred right in between the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
它应该是在第一批人回到耶路撒冷之后，差不多五十多年的时候。
It occurred about 50-some years after the very first return.
所以我们看见在以斯帖记里面所记载的这个以斯帖、莫迪改和犹大人，他们乃是没有归回耶路撒冷的那些犹大人。
So we know that these Jews, Esther and Mordecai included, these are the people who did not go back to Jerusalem.
这时候我们就要思想，为什么他们没有按着神的心意跟随神的呼召回到耶路撒冷为神重建圣殿呢？
So at this time, let us consider why was it that they did not return to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple?
可能是因为他们在巴比伦已经有了家庭、有了事业、有了田产。
It is possible that here they already had their families, they had their careers, they had their lands.
无论如何，让我们看见这些还留在波斯，就留在巴比伦的这些犹太人，他们是一批没有跟上神心意的。
So we see that this is a group of people who they did not follow God's will in going back.
所以我们看见在这一批的犹太人心中，他们可能感觉到说他们自己是有亏欠的。
And so it is possible that among this group of Jews, they felt that they had some shortcoming.
因为他们知道是神为他们开路。
They knew that God had made the way for them.
他们也知道今天当时古列王下诏允许他们回到耶路撒冷，这是神在世先前就借着先知预先告诉他们的。
And they knew that the prophet had already prophesied and that God would allow for them to go back through King Cyrus' decree.
然而他们没有跟上。
And yet they did not follow.
可能不是莫迪改和以斯帖他们本人的决定。
It was perhaps not Mordecai or Esther's own personal
decision. 因为我们知道在第一次归回到他们这个时间点已经隔了差不多五十多年。
Because from the first return to this point in the story, about 50 some years have passed.
所以很可能是他们父母亲的那一代呢，他们没有来答应神的呼召，回到神的心意当中。
So it is perhaps their parents' generation who did not go back.
然而无论如何，他们乃是被留在那被掳之地。
But no matter what, they were still remaining in the land of captivity.
然而我们看见神工作的手，并不会因着人的软弱而受到打岔。
Yet we see that God's hand, who's constantly working, is not interrupted through man's weakness.
我们看见神恢复他职业的工作，要一直的往前。
God in His recovery work will constantly move forward.
所以我们看见，虽然在苏珊城，在波斯苏珊城的这些神的百姓。
So we see for God's people who are still in the city of Susa.
虽然他们似乎因着软弱，没有能够跟上神的心意和脚步。
Even though through their weakness, they did not go back according to God's will.
然而我们看见神那看顾的保守，仍然在那里来保守着他们。
Yet we see God is still watching and protecting over them.
那这是以斯帖记的一个背景。
This is the background of the book of Esther.
在这里我们就看到一件事情，当神的百姓他没有能够活在神的心意里的时候。
And so here we see that when God's people, when they're not able to live in God's will,
我们看见他们所遭遇的乃是仇敌的一个威吓。毁灭的一个威吓。
We see that they are constantly living in the danger and oppression of the enemy.
所以我们看见弟兄姐妹，我们在今天这个时候。
And so we see the time that we are living in today.
也是神恢复工作到最末了的时候。
This is also the very end of God's recovery work.
姐妹，我们乃是活在一个属灵征战的当中。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in a time of spiritual warfare.
今天我们都听过了，我们也明白了神的心意。
We have all heard and we all come to understand God's will.
或许我们觉得要跟上神的心意实在是太难了。
Perhaps we may think to follow God's will is too difficult.
那我们就像莫迪改
像以斯帖他们那一代的人一样，我们就留在我们被掳之地。
Perhaps we are like the generation of the people of Mordecai and Esther, that we are still in the land of captivity.
我们就平平安安的过我们的日子就是了。
We just live peacefully, just live out our days.
因为我们已经得救了。
Because I am saved already.
我们知道将来我们要去的地方乃是一个美好的地方。
We already know that we're going to a very good and beautiful place.
那我们就只想在世上剩下的日子，我们就平平安安过我们的日子。
So let's just live out our days in peace.
弟兄姐妹，没有这样的事情。
But there's no such thing.
当我们蒙恩得救的那一刻开始，
From the moment you were saved,
我们就进入了一场属灵的征战。
You have entered into spiritual warfare.
我们要么站在神这一边，
Either you are standing on God's side,
不然我们就要受到仇敌的威吓，
or,
仇敌的毁坏。
Or you will encounter the destruction in the attack of the enemy.
这里我很简要的稍微跟弟兄姊妹介绍一下在以斯帖记当中的几个重要人物的预表。
And now let me simply introduce to you some of the characters, what they represent in the book of Esther.
当然我们都应该知道以斯帖就是预表教会。
And of course we all know Esther, she represents the church.
作为整体来说，以斯帖所预表的就是教会的整体。
Corporately speaking, Esther represents the entire church.
当然对我们个人也是一样。
And it is the same for us individually.
因为我们都是神教会的一部分。
Because we are all members, all part of God's church.
而莫迪改就预表了圣灵。
And Mordecai, he represents the Holy Spirit.
这里还有一个主要的角色，一个人物呢，就是哈曼。
Here, there's another very important character. His name is Haman.
这哈曼就预表人的肉体。
Haman represents the flesh of man.
就是我们的老自己。
That is our old man.
六年妹，我想我们现在就明白了。
Perhaps we all now come to understand.
在我们基督徒的个人经历当中。
In all our individual personal
experiences. 在我们蒙恩得救的那一刻开始。
From the moment you were saved.
我们看见在我们里面就有一场属灵的征战。
Within us there is a spiritual battle.
就是圣灵与我们的肉体在那里征战。
The Holy Spirit as well as our flesh, they are battling.
这一段的历史和我们基督徒今天能够过一个得胜生活是非常有关联的。
This historical account is very much related to what we experience today.
所以我们看见在第三章的地方。
And so we see in chapter 3.
这里就有提到一个人叫哈曼。
There is a person named Haman.
哈曼这个人他做了波斯国的宰相。
Here he has become a prime minister of the kingdom of Persia.
所以他应该是一个很能干的人。
So he is very skilled.
他也很富有。
And he's also very wealthy.
因为我们知道当他要灭整个犹大族的时候，他还用钱来贿赂他的国王。
Because he also used his wealth to be able to convince the king.
当然我们不知道他的钱从哪里来的。
Of course, we don't know where his wealth came from.
当然很可能是不正当的。
But it's very possible.
但无论如何，他很能干
illegal means.
他又很富有。
And so he, but no matter what, he was very intelligent, very wealthy.
而且我们看见他这个哈曼也是一个很骄傲的人。
He was also a very proud man.
为什么我们知道他很骄傲呢？
Why do we know that he was very proud?
我们看见了他是做了这个波斯国的宰相。
Because now that he has become prime minister of Persia,
可他却要所有的这些国王的臣仆都要怎么样？要跪拜他。
And yet all the king's servants, they were to kneel down and bow to him.
这个臣仆拜国拜君王是应该的。
Now it's necessary for all the king's people to bow down to the king.
但他不过是一个宰相，他是一个总理。
But he was only merely an official, a prime minister.
但是我们看见了他就喜欢受人的跪拜。
But he really liked having the homage of people.
所以我们看见在哈曼的里头是充满了这个骄傲。
So we see within Haman there's great arrogance and pride.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在读哈曼的时候，
So when we read about Haman,
我们应该非常感到熟悉。
We must feel that we're very familiar with him.
因为这哈曼就预表了我们的肉体。
Because Haman represents our own flesh.
在我们每个人里面都有这个肉体。
Within all of us there is this flesh.
这个肉体很能干。
And this flesh is very able.
我们的肉体能做很多事情。
Our flesh is able to do many things.
那我们的肉体呢也很丰富。
Our flesh is also very abundant.
无论在情感在思想意志上面它有很多的发表。
Abundant and it expresses itself through its emotions, its will.
我们最熟悉的对于我们肉体最熟悉的就是我们的肉体的骄傲。
And we're also very familiar with the pride in our flesh.
为什么我们今天基督徒家里面有许多的征战？
Why is it that there's so many battles within the Christian family?
无论是丈夫与妻子之间，
Between the husband and the wife,
父母与孩子之间，
Between the parents and children,
为什么会有许多的征战呢？
Why are there so many battles?
就是因着肉体。
Because of the flesh.
我们都要别人听我们的。
We want everyone to listen to ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天肉体在我们身上的肉体，乃是神旨意 最大的一个难处。
And so we see that in God's will, one of the greatest difficulty that he has is the flesh.
好，那这个哈曼呢，他是属于亚甲族的人。
And Haman, he is an Agagite.
那这个亚甲是谁呢？
Who is this Agag?
就在撒母耳那个时代，我们记得神借着撒母耳吩咐扫罗王要灭绝亚玛利人。
We know that during the time of Samuel, Samuel commanded for King Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites.
当时亚玛利人的王啊，就是这个亚甲。
The king of the Amalekites at that time was Agag.
所以我们看见这个哈曼就是这个亚甲的后裔。
And so we see Haman, he is a descendant of King Agag.
他就是那亚玛利人的一个后代。
He is a descendant of the Amalekites.
那我们知道亚玛利这个民族啊，他是世世代代与以色列民族呢是为敌的。
And we know that the Amalekites are throughout all the generations they are the enemy of the Israelites.
因为在神借着摩西带领神百姓以色列出埃及之后
，After Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt，
他们所遭遇的第一场战争就是与亚玛利人征战。
The very first battle that they encountered was with the Amalekites.
兄姐妹，这也是我们蒙恩的故事。
This is also the story of our
salvation. 在我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved，
在我们身上我们看见有一场征战。
We see that within ourselves there is this battle，
就是与这个肉体在那里征战。
That we are battling our flesh。
这个征战要一直持续很久。
And this battle continues on for a long time。
就这是一方面，就是亚玛利这个民族呢，他们要来攻打来击杀神的百姓以色列这个民族。
So on one hand we do see the Amalekites, they are a group of people who are oppressing and attacking the Israelites.
但在亚玛利这个民族的背后有另外一个势力。
But behind the Amalekites there's another power.
因为让我们看见这个亚玛利他那里说到一件事情啊，原文的翻译讲到说他要伸手在耶和华的宝座。
There is another meaning of the name, the Amalekites, that they want to extend their hand to touch the throne of God.
所以我们看见就是仇敌在背后借着亚玛利这个民族要来摇动神在天上的这个宝座。
And so we see the enemy that through the Amalekites, he wants to touch the throne of God.
所以亚玛利这个民族不仅是与神的百姓为敌。
So not only are the Amalekites the enemies of God's people.
亚玛利族背后所代表的乃是一个挑战神权柄的一个势力。
The power behind the Amalekites is a dominion that wants to overthrow the throne of God.
所以我们看见在神恢复的工作当中，
So we see within God's recovery work，
在这里出现一个哈曼。
Here we see in Haman，
他是亚甲族。
He is an Agagite，
他是亚玛利的后代。
He is a descendant of the Amalekites。
我们看见他在这里要做一件什么事。
And here what is it that he wants to do？
他就是要把神在地上的见证完全的毁灭。
He wants to utterly destroy the testimony of God.
因为当其他所有的这个波斯王的臣仆都跪拜他的时候
，So while all of Persia needs to kneel down and bow down to the king，
这里有一个莫迪改。
Here there is a Mordecai.
他是犹大人。
He is a Jew.
我们看见唯有莫迪改不跪不拜。
Only this Mordecai would not pay homage to Haman.
对哈曼而言
，So to Haman，
就算是有千百个臣仆跪拜他，他还是不能得着满足。
Even if he had tens of thousands of people kneeling down to him, he would not be satisfied.
在这里有一个莫迪改
，Because here there is one Mordecai.
他的名字是小
，And his name means small.
他是一个微小的一个犹大人
，He is a very small Jew.
可从他身上有神的见证
，Yet from him there is a testimony of God.
因为他不跪拜这位。不跪拜这位哈曼
，because he refused to kneel down and pay homage to him.
所以我们看见在这里因着有神的一个见证
，and so here because there is a testimony for God,
哈曼就受不了。
We see that Haman he could not withstand this.
也他还觉得啊，只单单杀这个莫迪改啊，还不能叫他消气。
But he could not quench his rage. He was disdained to only kill Mordecai alone.
所以我们看见在这里抵挡神的一个势力呢，乃是要把整个神在地上的见证。彻底的毁灭。
So we see that this power that is against God is to destroy all of God's people.
所以我们看见哈曼呢，就用计呢，得着王的这个谕令呢，要来杀灭整个犹大的这个民族。
So we see here Haman he schemed to kill the entire nation of the Jews.
这是在第三章里给我们看见这场属灵征战当中那个肉体。所显明出来的。
And so in chapter 3 we see this is what the flesh describes to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神在这样一个环境之下。
And so we thank God in these circumstances.
虽然哈曼是这样的 权势是这么的大。
Even though Haman's power was so great.
然后我们看见在这里神得着一个见证。
And yet God gained a witness, a testimony here.
就是一个莫迪改所显出来的见证。
And this is a testimony that Mordecai showed us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在这里代表肉体的这个哈曼呢，他在这里他要来毁坏神所要得着的那个见证。
So here we see Haman, which is the flesh. He wants to destroy the testimony of God.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你在当时那个环境里，
Brothers and sisters, if you were living in that time,
你会有什么样的选择？
What would you choose?
你会屈服于这哈曼所代表的肉体？
Would you listen to Haman who represents the flesh?
还是你愿意为了神的缘故，你在那里来持守神的一个见证？
Or would you be willing, for the sake of the testimony of God, hold fast to it?
姐妹，这是在我们每天生活当中我们所面对的事情。
This is what we encounter every single day of our lives.
我们看见这是今天神在我们身上所要恢复的一件事情。
We see that this is one thing that God wants to recover from us.
我们知道今天神要恢复他的主权在这个地上。
We know that God wants to recover His dominion on earth today.
而神的工作乃是从我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒开始。
And God's work begins from all of us who are saved.
今天神在我们身上能不能恢复他的主权？
Today, whether or not God can recover His authority, His dominion in us.
我们所面临的一个抵挡的势力就是我们每一个人里面的这个肉体。
And the power that oppresses or that is against God is our flesh.
我们看见神在新约的历史当中，教会的历史当中，给我们看见有一个重要的真理。
In the New Testament history, we see another very important truth.
就当使徒约翰写信给七个教会，小亚细亚七个教会的时候
，When the Apostle John wrote his letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor,
我们看见神向他的儿女们发出一个呼召。
We see that God calls out to His children.
就是一个得胜者的呼召。
He calls out for overcomers.
无论是在那好像刚强的腓拉铁菲的教会，神有这样一个得胜者的呼召。
Whether it is for the calling of overcomers in a strong church like in Philadelphia,
或是在软弱失败的教会，像撒黎教会，神有同样一个得胜者的呼召。
Or to a weaker church like one in Sardis, God still has the same calling.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天不管我们所在的环境是如何，
So today it doesn't matter what your circumstances are.
可能今天我们是在一个好的聚会里头。
Perhaps today you are in a good gathering.
或许我们是在一个不怎么好的聚会里头。
Or you are in a church gathering that's not as good.
今天无论我们是在一个平顺的环境里，
Whether you're in a time of peace,
或是我们是在一个艰难的环境当中，
Or in a very difficult environment.
姐妹，神对我们的呼召是一样的。
God's calling for us is the same.
乃是一个得胜者的呼召。
It is a calling for to be an overcomer.
叫我们是否能够靠着我们的主来胜过这肉体的一个辖制。
Whether or not you can, through the power of God, overcome the oppression, the slavery of your flesh.
让我们感谢神在以斯帖记的那个时代。
And so we thank God through the in the time of Esther.
虽然神百姓的整个光景，他们是没有能够跟上神的心意。
Even though the condition of God's people at that time was that they could not follow God's will.
然而我们看见神在暗中依然看顾保守那向他忠心向他诚实的人。
And yet God, in His hidden way, was still protecting, watching over those who were faithful to Him.
所以在这里我们看见就是莫迪改的信心。
So this was Mordecai's faith.
虽然在环境当中看不见这一位大能的神。
Even though in their circumstance they could not see the mighty God.
然而莫迪改的心里头，他却因着信，他知道这位神是又真又活，也是看顾保守他们的。
Yet Mordecai in his heart, he knew through faith that God was still watching over protecting them.
所以到了以斯帖第四章的时候，我们看见这莫迪改当这个哈曼要得到王的谕令，要灭绝通国犹大人的事之后。
And so in Esther chapter 4, once the scheme of killing all the Jews had been made known,
这时候呢，莫迪改呢就和以斯帖之间有一段的重要的对话。
We see that there was a very important discussion between Mordecai and Esther.
因为在这个时候呢，以斯帖在王宫里面，他不知道外面发生的这个事情。
Because Esther, she was dwelling inside the palace, she didn't know of these things that were occurring.
所以以斯帖呢，他的生活呢是很平顺的。
And so Esther, in her life, everything was going smoothly.
但是莫迪改却知道这个仇敌啊，要把整个神的百姓都灭了。
And yet, Mordecai knew that the enemy wants to completely kill all of God's people.
所以莫迪改呢，就托人呢，去把这样一个消息告诉了以斯帖。
So Mordecai sent a messenger to tell this news to Esther.
那这以斯帖的反应是怎么样呢？
So what is Esther's reaction?
她当然心里面也是很难过。
Of course, she was deeply sorrowful.
但这样一位弱女子，她心里面更是害怕。
And so, of course, as a woman, she must have been even more afraid.
因为啊，她本来在王宫里面啊，没有人知道她是犹大人。
Because previously, nobody in the palace knew that she was a Jewess.
所以她就想说哈、啊。那他在里面的应该也没有什么事情。
So perhaps she might have thought that nothing would happen to her.
可他也知道，因为他实在是关心，他也爱护神的百姓。
But at the same time, she knew and she cared for her God's people.
可是他在那里犹豫不决的时候
，And yet when she was hesitating,
他里面有一个害怕。
There was a fear in her.
为什么害怕呢
？Why was she fearful?
因为他知道莫迪改呢，乃是希望他能够来向王。求情
Because she knew that Mordecai desired for her to go and ask of the king.
那以色列的王后以色列的难处在哪里呢
？So where is her difficulty?
在那个时候啊，她已经有三十日没有见到王了。
At that time, she had not seen the king for about 30 days.
而当时波斯国的定律呢，是除非王召哪一个人来进王宫见他，不然的话呢，若谁自己跑来的话呢，他的结局就是死刑。
There was a law in the kingdom of Persia that nobody could go unsummoned to the king, otherwise you would be put to death.
当然，除非呢是王伸出他手中的金杖来赦免这个人。
Unless the king extends his golden scepter, then you would be spared.
这时候，以斯帖他就面临一个这个生死攸关的决定。
And so here we see that Esther, she was facing a matter of life and death.
她可以就是不蒙王所召，她就跑去见王。
She could go and without being summoned, she could go and find the king.
那代价可能就是她被处死。
And perhaps the result of that would be that she would die.
或是说呢，她可以存着一丝希望，说王可以向她伸出金杖，就保守她的性命。
Or she could also have the hope that the king would extend his golden scepter so that her life would be spared.
但想来想去呢，她心里面当然就会有一个恐惧。
But of course, as she thought about it and deliberated, of course she would feel fear.
这时候，莫迪改。就对以斯帖说了这样一个非常重要的话语。
And so at this time, Mordecai said some very important words to her.
他说：“你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人。
Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape than any more than all the Jews.
得免这祸。此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得着拯救，得解脱蒙拯救。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place.
弟兄姐妹，这里我们看见莫迪改把他自己的信心啊，他借着这个话呢，交通给以斯帖。
And so Mordecai placed his words of faith and delivered it to Esther.
因为他知道以斯帖里面的一个恐惧。
Because he knew the fear that she had.
但他告诉以斯帖说，莫迪改告诉以斯帖说，你不要想说你在王宫里就没事。
And so he said to her, don't think that just because you're in the palace, nothing will happen to you.
说就算你不去王面前来为犹大族来求情。
So even if you do not go at this time.
莫迪改说，犹大人必怎么样？必从别处。得解脱蒙拯救
He said relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place
所以我们看见莫迪改的话里面没有提到神
So here we see in Mordecai's words he does not mention God
但是我们想他的信心是在哪里呢
But where exactly is his faith
他说从别处得解脱蒙拯救
He says relief and deliverance will arise
莫迪改靠谁呢
So where is his
deliverance from 在这个时候谁能够来拯救犹大人呢
How is it that God would save the Jews through this thing, through at this time?
我们看见在莫迪改的心里面，他相信这位隐藏的神能够，也必能够来拯救保守犹大人。
We see that Mordecai had faith that God will deliver, will save the Jews.
好，所以呢，这是莫迪改对以斯帖说的第一段话。
So this is the very first part of the passage that he spoke to Esther.
接着他告诉他，如果你不做这件事情呢，你和你的父家。必要灭亡。
And he says that if you remain silent, you and your father's house will perish.
但是我们看见那个神呢，来拯救犹大族的时候呢，你们的结局就是灭亡的结局。
And so when God comes to deliver, you will perish if you are silent.
然后接着莫迪改就提醒以斯帖。
And so here he again reminds Esther.
这是一句非常重要的话。
A very important word.
他说：“焉知你得了王后的位分。”不是为现今的机会吗
He says, and who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
弟兄姐妹，这句话对我们今天也是何等重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a very important reminder to us today.
莫迪改提醒以斯帖。
Mordecai is reminding Esther.
你今天能够得着这王后的位分。
Today you have attained to being a queen.
不是你自己，你不是你自己配。
It's not because you yourself you are worthy.
也不是你自己有什么本事。
It's not because you have any goodness or what you have attained.
他提醒他，今天你能够得着这样一个王后的位分，乃是神的恩典。
You have this position of being royalty because of God's grace.
是神在不久前把你安放在这样一个王后的位分上。
Because not long before, God has placed you in this position of being a queen.
为的就是现今的机会。
For this very opportunity.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天神借着他儿子的救恩也拯救了我。
Brothers and sisters, today God, through the salvation of his son, has also saved us.
我们知道我们的主他乃是万王之王，他是万主之主。
We know that our Lord, he is God of God and he is the Lord of Lords.
他比这位亚哈水鲁王更加的丰富。
He is even more abundant than King Ahasuerus.
更加的尊贵。
And more royal, more honorable.
更加的崇高。
And more exalted.
而今天神借着我们信他的儿子，他把我们放在这样一个王后的位分上。
And today through our faith and belief in our Lord Jesus, he has also placed us in a position of royalty.
乃是为着神的见证。
For the sake of his God's testimony.
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我们和福音朋友们传福音的时候，
Sometimes when we share the gospel with our gospel friends,
当福音朋友们信主了，
and our friends, they come to know our Lord.
他们就有会有一个问题。
Then they have this question.
当他们在生活当中开始经历到与这个肉体的征战之后，
In their daily life, after they have experienced some battle with their flesh,
或在生活环境中遇到艰难的时候，
or perhaps in their daily life they encounter some problems,
或许我们就想说，如果我们因蒙恩得救，主就把我们接到天上去，那不是太好了吗？
Wouldn't it be so much better? We would think if right as soon as we are saved, we are taken up to heaven.
为什么今天我们在地上还遇见这么多各式各样的事情？
Why is it that on earth today we still encounter so many difficulties, so many things?
姐妹，我们看见这是神他恩典的旨意。
We see that this is God's will in his grace.
因为我们的主在天上坐在宝座上。
Because our Lord, he is seated on the throne in heaven.
今天神把我们留在地上，乃是把我们放在这样一个王后的位分上。
He allows us to remain on earth to have to attain this position of being that queen, of being royalty.
就叫我们在地上能够为着神的旨意，为着神的见证，我们在这里能够来为着神而活。
So that we can live for his testimony and for his will.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道在这场属灵征战，我们面对这场属灵征战的时候，我们心里面也会有恐惧。
So of course, when we encounter the spiritual battle in our hearts, we also feel fear.
我们心中或许也会有疑惑。
Or perhaps we may have confusion.
神不是爱我们？
Isn't it that doesn't God love me?
为什么我们还遭遇患难？
Why do I still encounter tribulation?
为何我们还会痛苦？
Why do we still have pain?
然后我们看见今天神把我们放在这样一个王后的位分上。
Yet today God has placed us in this position of being a queen.
就是为了现今的机会。
For this very opportunity.
弟兄姐妹，在我们还活着有生命气息的日子里，
So while we still have breath in our bodies and live,
每一天都是神给我们的机会。
Every day is an opportunity that God has given to us.
叫我们能够为着神而活。
So that we can live for God.
叫我们能够为着讨他喜悦而活。
So that we may live for his pleasure.
叫我们能够抓住现今的机会，我们来服侍，来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
May we grab this opportunity to love and serve the brothers and sisters around us.
所以我们看见在这里以斯帖的反应，当他听到莫里改这样勉励他的话。
So after Esther heard these words of encouragement from Mordecai,
他里面的信心也稍微被恢复了。
Her faith was also revived.
但是他仍然是软弱无力的。
And yet she was still weak and powerless.
因此他就请莫里改来通知这些所有犹大人呢，来为他祷告。
And so she asked Mordecai to contact all the Jews to pray for her.
而他自己呢，也与他的宫女呢，他们也要禁食祷告。
And she together with her maidens would also fast and pray.
虽然这里圣经给我们看见他们禁食。
And so here the Bible does tell us that they fasted.
他并没有说到他们祷告。
It didn't say that they prayed.
但是我们知道他们禁食就是为了来向这位天上的神祷告。
But we do know that the reason why they fasted was so that they could pray to the God of heaven.
所以我们看见在这个整个危急的过程当中，神在他的儿女们身上来一点一点的恢复他们的信心。
So during this time of crisis, we do see that God is gradually recovering their faith.
所以我们看见以斯帖他就做了一个决定。
And so here we see Esther, she made a decision.
借着神儿女们的祷告，
through the prayers of the God's children,
借着犹大百姓他们的祷告，
through the people of Judah, through the people of Israel, through their prayer,
那以斯帖就说，那我就违例进去见王，我死就死吧。
And so Esther was able to say that I will go into the king, and if I perish, I perish.
姐妹，这就是我们看见以斯帖，她愿意为着神的见证，为着神的心意，她把自己的性命摆上去。
And so now Esther, for the sake of God, for His testimony, she was willing to place her own life on the line.
她相信她所能做的，她做到。
And she believed that she was able to do what she needed to do.
而这事情的结局呢，乃是在。神的手里。
And the result of this matter would be in God's hand.
所以后面啊，接下来有几章我们看见啊，神就在这个背后来保守带领以斯帖他的性命。
And so in the following several chapters, we see how God did protect all His people.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们同样的，当我们在地上要为主做见证。
And so today, in the same way, when you want to bear testimony for God on earth,
我们知道我们会面临仇敌猛烈的一个征战。
We know that we will encounter a great attack from the enemy.
但我们的责任是什么呢？
But what is our responsibility?
就是你是要向仇敌屈服呢，还是要你要向神忠心？
Will you cave into the enemy, or will you be faithful to God?
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们的神他似乎是隐藏的，
Even though yes, our God is one who hides himself.
然而我们却知道我们的神他是又真又活的，
Yet we do know that he is true and living.
而且直到今日我们知道他的能力是没有改变，
And even up to today, we know that his strength, his power has not changed.
只要我们愿意选择站在神这一边，
As long as you choose that you are standing
on God's side, 我们愿意在地上为着神的见证而活，
And that you on earth, you want to live for his testimony.
在我们每天生活当中，我们愿意来讨他的喜悦，
And in your daily life, you want to live for his pleasure.
不计任何代价，
And no matter what the price is,
我们就要看见神保守的手。
You will see His sovereign and protection.
我们就要经历到他大能的手来带领我们往前。
You will experience His great and mighty hand to lead you forward.
所以我们看见，当以斯帖他就冒死进去见王的时候。
So after Esther, she decided to place her life on the line and go and meet the king.
接下来就有好一些奇妙的事情发生。
We see that.Many miracles occurred.
当然首先我们看见这个王呢就伸出手中的金杖，就保全了以斯帖的性命。
We see that the king extended the golden scepter and spared her life.
我们知道君王的心是在耶和华的手中。
We know that the heart of the king is in the hand of God.
所以我们看见乃是神亲自保守了以斯帖的性命。
And so we see it is God himself who protected the life of Esther.
那接着以斯帖呢，他有智慧啊，他就要请这个王和这个哈曼吃饭。
And Esther, in her wisdom, she also invited Haman and the king to a banquet.
当然这个细节我们早晨没有时间说。
Of course, we don't have time to go into the details.
那我们看见这个哈曼啊，他就很开心。
But Haman, he was very happy.
然后呢，开心之余呢，他也想到这个莫迪改还是让他觉得难受。
And yet, in his happiness, he thought of Mordecai, who was giving him trouble.
所以他就做了一个木架。
And so he created this huge, a large pole. A scaffold.
这木匠呢，他准备就是要把莫迪改挂在上面。
And the reason for the scaffold was that he wanted to hang Mordecai.
好，那我们看见神的手啊，就在背后啊，就在那里啊，来调度整个这个过程哈。
And so throughout this entire, all of the different events.
简单来说，就当这个哈曼呢，赴了以斯帖和他的王赴了以斯帖的宴席之后。
But simply put, after that, they had gone through the banquet of Esther and the king.
最后呢，是谁被挂在这个木架上呢
？At the very end, who was hung upon the scaffold?
是哈曼被挂在木架上。
It was Haman who was hung there.
姐妹，我们看见这是神大能的工作。
We see that this is God's great power.
当在地上有人愿意为着神恢复的心意摆上的时候
，When there is a person who is willing to live for God's testimony, God's will.
我们看见哈曼就被挂在木架上。
We see that Haman was hung on the scaffold.
姐妹，我们也对从新约圣经我们看到非常清楚的一件事情。
And so we see very clearly from the New Testament.
今天对付我们的肉体没有别的，只有一样。
Today, when we deal with the flesh, it is also but one.
就是十字架。
And that is a cross.
所以我们看见我们的肉体乃是挂在十字架上。
We see that our flesh must be hung upon the cross.
但是我们感谢神，就是当神的儿子耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候。
And so we thank our God that when our Lord Jesus was hung upon the cross,
我们看见主就把肉体和肉体的情欲一同钉在十字架上。
Our Lord, Our Lord took the flesh as well as all the passions and lusts of the flesh upon the cross.
这是主耶稣基督十字架的救赎。
This is the redemption work of our Lord Jesus.
这是已经成就的事情。
This is a fact that has already been accomplished.
那我们看见接下来呢，这个哈曼他被挂在木架上之后。
So after Haman was hung,
他还有儿子。
He still had sons.
他还有一些属于他的人。
He had people who belonged to him.
这个呢，我们就知道这个就是属肉体的一个影响。
We know that this is the influence of the flesh.
所以我们看见在后面这些犹大人当他们起来来保卫自己的时候。
So later on we see when the Jews rose up to protect themselves.
我们看见一方面这个哈曼自己已经被挂在木架上。
On one hand, Haman already was hung upon the gallows.
然后我们看见神的百姓因着靠着神的帮助，他们也把哈曼的儿子还有属他的一切的这些势力呢也通通毁灭掉。
But God's people, they rose up, they also hung all his sons and all those who belonged to Haman, also destroyed them.
所以姐妹，我们看见今天我们能够胜过肉体。
So today, for us to overcome the flesh,
在这里我们看见的关键乃在于莫迪改和以斯帖的信心和顺服。
The pivotal point is upon Mordecai and Esther's obedience as well as their faithfulness.
今天神在他的教会中间。
Today, God is in his church.
神也要得着这样的器皿。
He also wants to gain such a vessel.
就是有人因着信神。
So that somebody through faith in God.
有人因着忠于神的见证和托付。
Through following the entrustment of God.
愿意把自己摆上去。
Willing to place themselves on.
就像以斯帖所说的，我死就死吧。
Just to say, just like Esther, if I perish, I perish.
那我们看见神就能够借着这样的器皿。
And so God, through this vessel.
来拯救整个属神的百姓
was able to save all of God's people.
弟兄姐妹，在我们中间，今天神也同样的向我们有这样的呼召。
Today, God has the same calling for all of us.
神愿意我们能够来效法莫迪改和以斯帖他们的信心和顺服。
God wants us to also follow the faithfulness as well as the to follow the obedience of Mordecai and Esther.
就是在最危险的时候
at the most dangerous time.
就是在我们感觉到这属灵征战最猛烈的时候
when you feel that the spiritual battle is the most thick
我们能够愿意把自己摆上
we are willing to offer ourselves up
我们愿意让神能够来使用我们
may we allow God to use us
来维护神的见证来恢复神的主权
so that we can hold fast to his testimony and to hold fast to his recover his sovereignty
那最后一点我们看到说在先前那个哈曼呢他从王那边得到一个谕令就是要来灭绝通国的犹大人
and so we see that Haman when he gave this decree he wanted to kill all the Jews throughout all the provinces and land
而在波斯马代的他们的法律上呢这王的谕令呢一旦发出呢就不能更改
according to the law of Persia once a decree has been made it cannot be changed
所以我们看见这时候呢整个这个亚哈水鲁王通国的犹大人呢都非常的恐惧非常的害怕
so we see that the Jews throughout all the provinces of the land they were in great fear
因为他们许多的仇敌要来灭他们要来夺他们的家产
because they had many enemies around them who wanted to kill them who wanted to take all their possessions
但当后来我们看见当哈曼被挂在木架上
and so later when we see Haman was hung on the gallows
当王知道了这个哈曼的阴谋之后
and after the king found out about Haman's scheme
我们看见他就立了莫迪改做波斯国的宰相
We see that he allowed Mordecai to come and be the prime minister
可是先前的那个谕令呢这个王啊他自己也不能去更改
And yet the king himself he could not change this previously
也就是说呢犹大人仍然处在一个被灭绝的一个危险当中
And so we see the Jews they were still living in a time of danger
这时候怎么办呢
And so at this time what were they to do
我们看见王就下了第二道谕令
And so here the king he sent out a second decree.
这第二道谕令呢就是让犹大人呢他们能够聚集在一起
And this decree allowed the Jews to assemble themselves
允许他们能够来防卫自己来保护自己
allowed themselves to protect themselves
他们可以来杀害那些要杀害他们的敌人
And this decree allowed them to kill their enemies
弟兄姐妹我们看见在这个谕令第二谕令来了之后呢犹大人就能够在亚哈水鲁王通国当中呢他们能够在各地聚集起来
and so we see that the Jews throughout all the different provinces of the land they could assemble together
他们不再是分开的
they were no longer scattered
他们乃是聚集
but they came and gathered together
他们不再是任人宰杀的
and they didn't just simply kill
他们能够来除灭他们的仇敌
but they could kill all of their enemy
兄姐妹这是 亚哈水鲁王第二道谕令所带给犹大人的那样一个拯救。
This was the salvation through the second decree of King Ahasuerus.
弟兄姐妹，这就说到了罗马书第八章那里所告诉我们。
And this is what tells us in Romans chapter 8.
在那里说到那赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们。
It is that the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free.
叫我们能够胜过那罪和死的律。
So that we can overcome the law of sin and death.
所以你们今天我们蒙恩得救之后
Today after our salvation,
我们还活在这个肉身里。
We still live in our body.
在我们这个肉身里面呢就一直存在着这个罪和死的律。
And within our body is still, we have the law of sin and death within us.
所以我们一点都不感到意外，当我们蒙恩得救之后，为什么我们还会犯罪？为什么我们还会软弱呢？
So it's no surprise to us. Why is it that we still have sin and have weaknesses?
你在我们这个肉身里面有那第一道谕令。
Because we still have that very first decree within us, in our bodies.
所以有些时候我们基督徒想，哎呀，我们蒙恩得救以后啊，若神能够把我们这个里面这个肉体啊，就把它给除灭，那我们就每天为神做见证。
And so we sometimes think if God could just simply kill off the flesh within us, then every day we bear witness for him.
那姐妹，我们感谢神的智慧，他没有这样做。
But we thank God in his wisdom, he did not do so.
虽然第一道谕令还在，
even though that first decree is still in us, 但
神给我们有第二道的谕令。
But God has also given us the second decree.
神在他儿子里赐给我们这生命圣灵的律。
God in his son has given us the law of spirit of life.
这赐生命圣灵的律呢，叫我们能够胜过那罪和死的律。
The spirit of life is able to overcome the law of sin and death.
我举一个简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
就像我们今天活在这个地表上。
Just like today here we live in this earth.
我们都活在那地心引力的律里头。
We live all within the law of gravity.
没有人能够脱离的。
Nobody can escape it.
或许我们可以短暂的脱离。
Or perhaps you can escape it just very briefly.
就是我们跳起来。
That is when you jump.
哎，我们就好像脱离了。
And then you have escaped this law of gravity.
但你发现怎么样呢？
But
你很快就落下去。
Very quickly you come down.
因为没有人能够脱离这地心引力的律。
Because no one can escape from this law of this earth.
弟兄姐妹，这个律还不光只是一个能力的问题。
This law is not merely a matter of power.
因为这个律乃是时刻影响着我们。
But this law constantly affects us.
只要我们还活在肉身的一天。
As long as you live in this body for one day,
只要我们还活在这个肉身的一个时刻，
as long as you're living in this physical body for a moment,
我们看见这个罪和死的律在那里就来影响我们。
We see that the law of sin and death is constantly affecting us.
所以我们忽然发现，我们主日早晨在一同主在主的同在里面一同敬拜赞美主，我们觉得好像都到天上去了。
And so even though Sunday mornings when we come together to worship God together, it's as if we are all lifted up to heaven.
可是我们一会儿到了停车场。
But later on, you go out to the parking lot.
我们在回家的路上。
You're on your way home.
我们回到自己家里面。
You go back to your own house.
不知道为什么，夫妻两个人就大吵一架。
All of a sudden, you have a disagreement between husband and wife. Why?
因为在我们里面有一个罪和死的律。
Because within us there is the law of sin and death.
它叫我们不能够活出神的见证。
It prevents us from living out the testimony of God.
所以我们看见，就连非常属灵的使徒保罗，他在罗马书第七章，他也挣扎。
Even such a spiritual apostle like Paul in Romans chapter 7, he still struggles.
他说：“我想做的善，我却不去做。”
He says, "The very good I want to do, I do not do."
我不想做的恶，我却偏偏去做。
The evil that I do not want to do, I still do it.
兄姐妹，这是不是我们的挣扎呢？
Isn't this our struggle?
我们不是不知道神的心意。
It's not that we do not know God's will.
我们不是不想为着神的见证而活。
Or that we don't want to live for God's testimony.
可是我们看见这罪和死的律在那里一直影响着我。
But the law of sin and death is constantly there affecting us.
在这里感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为在基督耶稣里，神赐给我们一个新的律。
In Christ Jesus, He has given us a new law.
是一个生命的律。
It is the law of life.
是一个圣灵的律。
It is the law of the Spirit.
神的心意叫我们要活在这生命和圣灵的律里头。
His will and desire is that we would live in the Spirit, in the law of His Spirit and of life.
我们就能够胜过那时刻影响我们的那个罪和死。
So that we can overcome the law of sin and death.
我从前跟弟兄姐妹提到过，在地表上有一个地方呢，是不受这个地心引力的这个影响。
And I have shared with you before that there is a place on earth where the law of gravity is not in effect. Yes.
就是在这个美国太空中心训练太空人的一个游泳池里头。
And that is in a pool at NASA where they train astronauts.
据说那是全世界最大的游泳池。
And it is, I think, to this point, the largest swimming pool.
你在里面有一个太空舱的模型。
Because there is a place that simulates a space.
所以呢，太空人进去里面呢，就可以在那里来训练怎么样操作维修这个太空舱。
And so there in that space, they could train astronauts how to do their work.
这个用处有什么特别呢
？And so what's so special?
也就是因为他们啊、这些这个科学家哈、啊，他们用了这个化学的那个配方呢，把这里这个游泳池里面的水啊，配成到一个程度呢，它产生一个浮力。
The scientists, they have used different ways to change the water so that it has a different density. They've changed the chemical content of it.
所以呢，当有那个太空人呢，穿着他们太空装进到那个池子里面，进到那个水里头的时候
，And so when the astronauts are wearing their spacesuit and they enter into that pool,
那太空那个水池里面那个水啊，它的浮力呢，就跟这个地吸引力的重力呢，就抵消了。
And so it no longer has the weight of gravity once they have entered into it.
所以太空人工在那里呢，它可以在里面的时候呢，它就不受这个。地表的这个地吸引力的影响。
And so the astronauts, they are no longer affected by gravity once they are inside that pool.
对姐妹，这就是我们今天能够过一个得胜生活的秘诀。
This is the secret of how we live in overcoming life.
就是今天我们在地上能够活出神见证的一个秘诀。
Today, this is the secret for how we could live out the testimony of God.
就是我们要活在这生命和圣灵的律里。
That is, you are to live within the law of the spirit of life.
对姐妹，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在我们蒙恩得救的时候。
After we are saved,
神不仅借他的儿子的宝血洗净我们一切的罪恶过犯。
Not only has God washed away all of our sins and iniquities through the precious blood of His Son.
神把一个新生命赐给我们。
God has given us new life.
神也把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
He has also allowed the Holy Spirit to come and dwell inside of us.
为什么神要这样子来？把这样的救恩坐在我们身上呢
？Why is it that God is working out such a salvation in us？
就叫我们在地上的生活的时候，我们能够活在这一个生命和这个圣灵的律的里头。
So that while we are living on this earth, we can live out this life and we can live out this law.
所以为什么蒙恩得救之后，我们还要来追求
？So why is it that after we are saved, we still come to pursue and seek?
我们要追求叫这个生命要变得更丰盛。
We are seeking for this life to be more abundant.
我们要追求，叫我们能够更多的、更加的来顺服圣灵的带领。
We are pursuing after living a life that follows more of the Spirit.
因为只有当我们顺从这个生命的感觉
，Because once you follow the sensation of life，
就这个属灵的新生命的感觉
，And you are following the sense of this new life。
然后我们顺从圣灵在一切事上的带领
，And you obey the leading of the Spirit in all things。
我们不是靠着自己
，Not according to yourself。
我们乃是靠着这个新生命的能力
，But according to the power of this new life。
靠着圣灵的引导
，And through the leading of the Holy Spirit。
让我们能够活在这一个新的律的里头。
It will allow us to live within this new law。
弟兄姐妹，不是没有仇敌
，It's not that there is no enemy。
不是没有肉体的影响
，Or no influence of the flesh。
但是我们能够靠着这生命圣灵的律，能够胜过这罪和死的律。
But through the law of the spirit of life, we can overcome the law of sin and death.
我们能够脱离这肉体借着罪借着世界对我们的影响和辖制。
And now we could be set free from the influence and the oppression of our flesh.
让我们能够在地上来遵行神的旨意。
So that we may live out for God's will.
弟兄姐妹，这是神所赐给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation that God has given to us.
是真实的。
It is true.
是我们每天可以经历的。
It is something we can experience every day.
我们的确在神面前承认我们在过去有许多的亏欠。
We do acknowledge we have many shortcomings before the Lord.
今天如果圣灵能够在我们中间，他能够自由的来显明他的心意。
If today the Holy Spirit could very freely express His will.
今天如果我们中间有许多的人是愿意把自己来奉献给主。
If there among us there are many people who are willing to offer up themselves to the Lord,
圣灵在我们里面可以感动我们
and then the Holy Spirit can move us,
可以带领我们
can lead us,
可以支配我们
and can encourage us.
弟兄姐妹，我们作为神一个团体的见证
and then we can have a corporate testimony.
我们就不再会是软弱
we would no longer be weak.
我们就不再会是失败
we would no longer have failure.
神能够在我们中间。他能够把他自己丰富的同在来赐给我们
And then God could give us his abundant presence
所以能够借着我们来彰显他在地上所要得着那个见证
And then through us he will gain that testimony he desires
所以姐妹今天神给我们还有现今的机会
Brothers and sisters God still gives us today's opportunity
过去的我们已经不能够再改变
What is past we cannot change
在前面的是我们神给我们现今的机会
What is to come in front of us is the present opportunity
因为我们都能够 啊、活在他的里面。
May we all live in him.
因为我们都能够来跟随这生命圣灵的律的带领。
May we all follow the leading of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life.
叫我们能够更多的来彼此的扶持。
So that we could mutually support one another.
彼此的守望祷告。
And mutually be watchful and pray.
我们看见仇敌虽然凶猛。
We see that even though the enemy is roaring.
但是看见我们的神是得胜。
But we see that our God is victorious.
我们感谢我们的主，他是一位怜悯慈爱的神。
We thank our God because he is a God of loving kindness and mercy.
神对属他的人从前到现在将来到永远都不会改变。
His heart's desire for his people from the past to now to the future will never change.
当我们想到从前在旧约时候以色列被掳了。
When we think about the Israelites, how they were taken captive in the Old Testament.
南国被掳了，北国被掳了，南国也被掳。
The Northern Kingdom as well as the Southern Kingdom were taken captive.
耶路撒冷被毁了。
Jerusalem was destroyed.
神的百姓犹大被掳到巴比伦去。
And God's people of Judah, they were taken into Persia.
我们看见神在地上的见证似乎完全都被毁灭了。
We see that all surrounding them, they were entirely destroyed.
让我们感谢神，他这位隐藏的神。
Yet we thank our God who hides himself.
他是又真又活的神。
He is true and living.
他的旨意不能够改变。
His will will never change.
我们看见经过很长的时间，神把他的百姓又带回到耶路撒冷。
After a long period of time, he brought his people back to Jerusalem.
那些剩下在波斯国的人，他们面临那么大的危险。
And the remaining people in Persia, even though they encountered great danger,
几乎整个民族都要被毁灭。
To the point where all of them were to experience genocide.
然后我们看见是神那看不见的手在背后。
And yet God's hand, which was unseen, was in the background.
保守带领他们。
Protecting and leading them.
我们看见他们能够脱离仇敌的手。
We see that they were set free from the hand of the enemy.
他们能够转忧为喜。
They were able to turn sadness, sorrow into joy.
转悲为乐。
Turn sorrow back into joy.
整个事情让我们看见我们的神，他从永远到永远，他是神。
We see that our God from eternity past to eternity future,
he is still God. 虽然有时候我们好像看不见他做事的手。
Even though sometimes we cannot see his hand that works.
然后我们看见神的权柄和能力从来没有改变。
Yet we see his sovereignty and power never changes.
弟兄姐妹，今天就是现今的机会。
Brothers and sisters, today is our present opportunity.
是我们在主回来之前还能够为主做见证的机会。
Today is an opportunity for us to still bear witness before he returns.
做什么见证呢？
What kind of testimony?
让主在我们身上能够得着他所当得的权柄。
The testimony of allowing God to gain this rightful sovereignty within us.
叫我们能够在生活中每一件小事上。
So that in our daily lives, in every small matter.
我们能够学习做一个顺服的人。
We may learn to be one who is obedient.
让我们把自己让在神的手中。
To give ourselves, offer ourselves up into his hand.
让我们关心神的事。
To care about the things, the matters of God.
关心神的见证。
To care about God's testimony.
就是神的儿女们。
And that is his children.
叫我们这样子来跟随他。
And in such a way we follow him.
我们深信神必亲自带领他所爱的教会还要继续往前。
And we believe that he will still continue to lead his own people, his church forward.
对姐妹，虽然以斯帖记是很古老以前的事。
Even though the book of Esther is a very old story.
但是我们看见那从前保守带领神百姓的这位神。
And yet the God who protected and watched over his people.
他今天仍然要保守带领他的教会。
Today he will still watch over and protect his church.
向着他的旨意继续的往前。
To allow his will to move forward.
愿主的话激励我们的心。
May God's word encourage our hearts.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为从亘古到永远你是神。
Lord, we thank you because from ages past to forever, you are God.
主，我们在看见你在旧约的时候，你是如何爱你的百姓。
We see in the Old Testament how you loved your people.
就是在他们软弱时候，你仍然看顾，仍然保守。
Even while they were weak, you were still watching and protecting over them.
主，今天我们也愿意向你承认我们的软弱。
Today we also acknowledge our weakness.
承认我们的亏欠。
We acknowledge our shortcomings.
主，然而我们同时我们也深信你也必看顾保守我们。
At the same time, Lord, we do believe that you will watch over and protect us.
主啊，我们愿意说，虽然我们不知道明日将如何。
And Lord, we do acknowledge even though we don't know about tomorrow.
但我们更愿意相信 你是掌管明天。
But we even more believe in the fact that you
我们都能够抓住现今的机会。
Watch over tomorrow. Do help us to grab the opportunity of today.
主，我们能够爱你。
So that we love you.
我们能够更多的来顺服你。
So that we would obey you more.
我们更多的听你的话。
That we would listen, obey your word even more.
随跟随圣灵在一切事上的感动和带领。
To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in all things.
主，叫我们这样一个团体。
So that corporately.
能够在你 眼中蒙你所悦纳。
That in your eyes, Lord, we would be found acceptable and pleasing.
主，你得着我们。
Gain us, Lord.
得着我们做你的见证。
Gain us to be your testimony.
得着我们能够来讨你的喜悦。
Gain us so that we may bring you pleasure.
叫我们能够更好的来为你而活。
And even more so, live for you.
主，你的爱激励我们。
Lord, encourage us.
保守我们一直往前。
Watch over us, protect us to move forward.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.